Now to a different kind of health story. Regulators in Britain this week gave a group of researchers permission to use a controversial gene editing technique called CRISPR on human embryos. It's the first time this type of permission has been granted, as technology in gene editing races ahead of regulations. Science reporter Alex Perlman has been covering CRISPR. Just give us the basics on CRISPR, Alex. It sounds like it really ought to be editing gene sequences on apples. But this is human embryos. What does it do?
First of all, CRISPR can be used on apples. It can be used on anything. It can also be used on plants, yeast, bacteria. But the big controversy is about human embryos. And basically, what CRISPR-Cas9 does is it can be directed at a certain point in DNA to remove negative genes or any kind of gene and then fuse those strands of DNA back together. Or it can also add in a supplementary gene and then fuse that in as well.
So the basic idea is that a scientist, a geneticist who would be doing this gene editing could take out certain characteristics of a subject that they don't like in the gene before that subject is in existence, and that will determine what that subject's going to look like.
Yes and no. So there's two different kinds of gene editing on human subjects right now. So the one that you're describing is germline editing, which is the kind of editing that can be inherited by the next generation. And researchers are very worried about moving forward with this. So that's actually not necessarily the focus. Now, the second kind of gene editing that researchers definitely do want to move ahead with is called somatic cell editing. And that's when you edit an adult cell. And researchers are looking at how we can cure Parkinson's disease, diabetes, beta thalassemia, sickle cell anemia. These kinds of diseases are also on the forefront of CRISPR research.
I mean, still, the UK was the first country to grant embryo research rights to scientists, and that would seem to kind of entail a really big development with all sorts of, frankly, alarming possibilities around cloning. I mean, that's a nightmare scenario. So what regulations are in place for CRISPR or any of the applications you've looked at? And who's in charge of making these rules?
So right now, the regulations in the UK, for example, are that the embryos cannot be implanted. It's illegal to implant them in women. They must be given by women who are undergoing IVF treatments and who consent to have their embryos researched on.
In vitro fertilization.
Right, yeah. In vitro. And then they have to be destroyed after 14 days. So those are the sort of broad accepted ethical guidelines for regulation. Unfortunately, in the United States, there are no regulations that specifically deal with CRISPR.
So China was undertaking gene editing, but there was no regulation or oversight per se. What problems do you see that leading to if the regulation is weak or even non-existent?
Yeah, one of the big concerns at a meeting of scientists that took place in D.C. last month was medical tourism and sort of havens where gene editing might exist without regulation. And right now, there isn't a consensus about how best to deal with that, although everyone agrees that it is concerning and it is a threat.
After the decision in the UK this week, a research team in London will be able to edit DNA of human embryos. They won't be allowed to implant those human embryos, but still, the decisions created a lot of controversy. Just run down, what are the big ethical concerns?
So there are a few, and the words designer babies tend to come out a lot. And the idea that you could have a bunch of babies born that have blonde hair and blue eyes. Another big concern is the cost of it might be quite high. So inequality is a big issue right now, because if it's only available in private labs, then only the wealthy will be able to access it and edit their own genes.
So, Alex, on the scale of big science headlines, this seemed really big to me. Green light for gene editing. How does it rank for you?
So for me, this is the number one thing. I think that gene editing will end up having a significant impact on our politics over the next 10 to 20 years, as well as the kind of medical treatments that everyone will be able to have access to.
Science reporter Alex Perlman, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Marco.